This program is brought to you by Resonance 104.4 FM. If you like what you hear and want to support our work, please make a donation at fundraiser.resonance.fm.
Ọlọ́run àgbáláyé ọba nìkan ṣoṣo ni tó mọ ohun gbogbo tí ó sì lè ṣe ohun gbogbo. Àwa péjọ ní òní níwájú rẹ láti wá ṣe ohun ribiribi tó jẹ́ wípé a mọ̀ wípé yóò jẹ́ ìtẹ́wọ́gbà níwájú rẹ. Àwa péjọ ní ìbáyìí lónìí ọlọ́run àgbáláyé ohun gbogbo tá ò bá ṣe mọ́sà jẹ́ kí o mọ̀ ṣe àmọ̀ná wa nínú rẹ̀. A fi ọwọ́, ara àti ohun wa, a wá fi sí abẹ́ ẹ̀ṣọ́ rẹ nítorí pé ìwọ nìkan ni ẹni tí ó lè ràn wá lọ́wọ́. Wá darí ìṣe wa, wá darí orin wa, wá darí ohun gbogbo tí a ó ṣe. Jẹ́ kí ohun gbogbo tí a ó ṣe kí ó jẹ́ ìtẹ́wọ́gbà lọ́wọ́ gbogbo aráyé, kí wọn kí ó sì lè mọ̀ wípé a wá fi ohun wa àti ara wa yàn ọ́ lógo. Èdùmọ̀rì ọlọ́jọ́ òní ẹnìkan ṣoṣo tó jẹ́ wípé òun ló mọ ohun gbogbo tí ó sì lè ṣe ohun gbogbo. A fi ara wa sí abẹ́ ẹ̀ṣọ́ rẹ wà pẹ̀lú wa torí ìwọ nìkan ni alágbàláṣẹ. Àmín.
Thank you. Lui-même, enfin, l'éternité le change. Le poète suscite avec un glaive nu. Son siècle, épouvanté de n'avoir pas connu que la mort triompher dans cette voie. Étrange. Et de la nuit hostile, ô créateur. Si notre idée avec ne sculpte un bas-relief. Dont la tombe de peau éblouissante. Thank you. si bas. Soudain des astres obscurs. Que ce granit du moins montre à jamais sa borne. Au noir vol du blasphème et part dans le futur.
Thank you. chrysanthème, en chrysanthème, nos amitiés sont en partance. De chrysanthème en chrysanthème, la mort potence nos dulcinées. De chrysanthème en chrysanthème, les autres fleurs font ce qu'elles peuvent. De chrysanthème en chrysanthème, les hommes pleurent, les femmes pleurent. J'arrive, j'arrive, mais qu'est-ce que j'aurais bien aimé encore une fois traîner mes os jusqu'au soleil, jusqu'à l'été, jusqu'au printemps, jusqu'à demain. J'arrive, j'arrive, mais qu'est-ce que j'aurais bien aimé encore une fois voir si le fleuve est encore fleuve, voir si le port est encore port, m'y voir encore. J'arrive, j'arrive, mais pourquoi moi, pourquoi maintenant, pourquoi déjà, et où aller? J'arrive, bien sûr, j'arrive, mais je n'ai jamais rien fait d'autre qu'arriver. Chrysanthème en chrysanthème, à chaque fois plus solitaire. De chrysanthème en chrysanthème, à chaque fois surnuméraire. J'arrive, mais qu'est-ce que j'aurais bien aimé encore une fois prendre un amour comme on prend le train, pour plus être seul, pour être ailleurs, pour être bien. J'arrive, j'arrive, mais qu'est-ce que j'aurais bien aimé encore une fois remplir d'étoiles un corps qui tremble et tomber mort, brûlé d'amour, le cœur en cendres. J'arrive, j'arrive, c'est même pas toi qui en avance, c'est déjà moi qui suis en retard. J'arrive, bien sûr j'arrive, mais je n'ai jamais rien fait d'autre qu'arriver.
Good afternoon, you're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the net. Yes, well, as things are locking down all over the place, I'm here in solitary in the Resonance studio, There are some people upstairs. But just to run through the various tracks we've been listening to. Yes, the first very short track was a prayer by Solomon G. Ilori from Art Blakey and the Afro Drum Ensemble called The African Beat. After that, we heard Juliana Barwick from a vinyl LP called Will, and that was track 4 called Same. What do we have after that? Yes, another vinyl LP, Asuna and Jan Jelinek, Signals Bulletin. This is a curious one where apparently the organ or Casio keyboards or mechanical plastic toys, Asuna creates rich textures of sound that barely change over long stretches of time. And it seems that he holds down the keys with tape and sort of lets it drift. After that, we had something from Electronic Music, and that was Le Tombeau d'Edgar Poe, a poem by Stéphane Mallarmé, with Erdem Bury, the speaker. This is from Electronic Music, and dates, I think, from the 1950s. Is it from the 1950s? I'm reading through the... No, maybe it's 1964. And for the realization of Le Tombeau d'Edgar Poe, I used as sound source only a pre-recorded reading by Erdem Bury, noted Turkish broadcasting and literary personality, of Mallarmé's poem, and applied the entire range of classic studio techniques towards its transformation. And then after that, of course, we had Jacques Brel, J'arrive. And that final LP was in fact given to me by Dan Wilson, who found it in a bin. Bin diving is one of Dan's several activities, apart from being a sort of musical genius of sorts. Right, so now we're going to move on to three percussion tracks, or tracks which I've chosen for the percussive element. The first track will be Nobody Knows the Way I Feel This Morning by Aretha Franklin, a tribute to Dinah Washington. And the drumming is notable on this melancholic piece. The cover of the CD is, in fact, it's one of those covers where they've literally shrunk down an LP cover. So to try and read the back of it is almost impossible. I'm trying to find who the drummer is, but I might have to come back to that. Nobody Knows the Way I Feel This Morning. No, I can't read it. I'll have to find it later. So that will be the first track which features percussion. Then we'll move on to Orgy in Rhythm by Art Blakey, Split Skins. And then from a double CD called Gracility, which was sent to me about 2 years ago, by somebody associated with the Scratch Orchestra. And this features drumming by Jamie Muir. Muir on drums, Baker on something synth, and Tilbury, John Tilbury, on organ. And made from minimal notation and verbal instructions, Tilbury's Lowry organ and Baker's VCS3 synth slowly feed the tape delay, establishing a continuous sonic foundation. The chemistry of the bass, drums and voice pyrotechnics produces an energetic and emotional ending. And this was recorded live at Goldsmiths College in 1972. Strictly speaking, you're supposed to play the whole 51 minutes, but I should just play the last three sections where the drumming becomes particularly pronounced. Okay, so but we'll start with Aretha Franklin. ¶¶
Nobody knows the way I feel this morning. Yeah. I said nobody knows the way I feel this morning. Where my man would lay. Nobody, nobody knows where I feel this morning. Well, I poured everything. Let me tell you, I'm not upon myself, but I got just a little bit of shame. Nobody knows. Nobody knows the way I feel this morning. Well, I feel like screaming.
Tell you that nothing is ever gonna bring your sweet, sweet.
Okay, well, that was Jamie Muir on the drums from a double CD called The Music of Laurie Scott Baker, called Gracility, with all sorts of people like Derek Bailey, Keith Rowe, Gavin Bryars, Laurie Scott Baker, Evan Parker, Jamie Muir, John Tilbury, and Laurie Scott Baker also on that track. Bass, Chants and Cues, which is a 51-minute piece. Those three tracks, well, two tracks, were called The Scream. Not evident who's doing the shouting on that track. And then that last one was Coo-E Echo Rec. The drummer on the Aretha Franklin track, which I couldn't remember or couldn't see, turned out to be Gary Chester playing on that track. And I also missed out in the opening section. I forgot to mention that there was a track, quite a lengthy track, by Gurdjieff, which is quite noteworthy. It's called Improvisations. And that's Gurdjieff, the Armenian and Greek philosopher, spiritual teacher and musician, whose teachings of the Fourth Way influenced thousands worldwide. And music was an important part of his teachings, and these brilliant harmonium improvisations were recorded in 1949 in Paris, just a short time before his death. So that was the harmonium music that you heard in the opening section. OK, we've got... what, something like about 3 minutes, so I could play the final piece from Bass, Chants and Cues by Muir, Baker and Tilbury, and this is called Winged Dove, and I think this is possibly in a slightly quieter tone than the previous section. You've been listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the net. And I hope to be with you next week.
This program has been brought to you by Resonance 104.4 FM. If you liked what you heard and want to support our work, please make a donation at fundraiser.resonance.fm.